BFM.
Good morning to you, Buzz Moller. How's it going?
Good morning, Johnny. Thank you for having me.
Let's get that microphone.
And big ups to Imogen for the news read.
Yeah, great news read, eh?
She's keeping it real. It's cool to come in here and see someone actually through a window in another room there talking and doing the news.
Oh.
I was about to see how professional this place was, but I'm glad it hasn't got too professional, though. There's a complete meltdown in the computers of all...
Do you know what? I think sometimes they do like a weird signal test on the Sky Tower.
And really?
I think that's what we might have just had happen, that weird beep in the static. Was that on the radio for you? Anyone listening out there? Let us know, 5395.
I saw some jet trails in the sky this morning. Could be that. It's actually just come down and landed.
The flank. Well, yeah. Apparently 2025 is the year that the aliens are going to land, apparently, according to TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's like predicting.
I thought we were supposed to be the aliens. Our job to go in and spook everyone else in the universe. Yeah.
Now, Buzz from Voom. Once again, welcome. Big news for Voom. You're announcing a brand new album. Something good is happening, which is going to be out May 16th on Flying Nun.
Yeah. I know that's big news for most bands, eh? But for us, that's just gigantic news.
It's like 20. Was it 20 years between records?
Yeah.
It is?
2006.
Okay, 2006.
19 years. Yeah.
Wow. Now, I bumped
We did a vinyl release of the first one.
I bumped into Sidekick Nick a couple years ago at a birthday party.
Yeah.
And Nick was talking about all the songs, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Voom songs, which have just been like recorded over the years. Is this album?
That's all of them. We put them all in there. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you
123 of them.
How do you sort through? How do you sort through such a vast, I guess, collection of songs, and then decide what goes onto an album?
you make it sound like it's some sort of conscious decision or plan or something like that. It's definitely not that. So this is just an album of, 14 songs or something. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty eclectic. It's a bit like a tapestry of everything that we've done in the last 20 years. We've got every song was recorded in a different way at a different time. Some of it's on a phone, some of it's in a proper studio. And we've just cherry-picked some good ones from right across that whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And given people like this, Ferris wheel of different styles and stuff. Later on in the year, we've got another one, which is all recorded in the same room, all at the same time, completely live, the whole band just playing and singing, a bit like sort of Tonight's the Night by Neil Young type album. And it's some of it's old and some of it's new, and yeah. Anyway,
what's been the driving force to suddenly get some music out there after a couple of decades? What has been the inspiration?
Well, my kids have left home.
Got a bit more time.
I'm an empty nester.
No more school lunches in the morning. Yeah. Don't have to do so much washing.
Yeah.
Is that pretty?
I was just telling you before, when I was in my 20s, I didn't play music, and I was a share broker, and then I had a concreting business, and I played the first Voom gig when I was 30 in 1992, and so I've got an unlived kind of youth.
Yes.
That I need to live now, and this is my chance. So it's sort of midlife rock and roll revival for me.
Has any of your creative process changed in the last couple of years? Or is it all just coming from the same well? Is it
bumbling around in the garden shed? Pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
We used to get together as a band and jam and record at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And do a lot of that. So Murray used to have this flat and was just an amazing, the whole lounge was turned into the studio with microphones everywhere. And we would just go on and just free jam. And I mean, jam's the wrong word. We used to sing songs, make up songs on the spot, and record hours and hours and hours of it. And then cherry pick these little 2 minutes or 3 minutes out of something where something magic happened.
Mm.
We used to do it like that. It's a very lazy way of writing songs, and it's fun. And sometimes, I've sat down and worked hard on sort of trying to write a song, like that magic song with Phaser Days, I actually tried to write a proper song there, and I gave it to her for her album. She goes, "Oh, that sounds too much like a Voom album to me." And I said, "Oh, okay. Why don't we do it as a duo?" You know. So we did that, and so there's all different styles of
all different styles.
Stuff. Yeah.
Has the band's dynamic changed over time? You know, obviously not spending so much time together in the shed.
No, I mean, everyone in the band is younger than me, and they've got kids and busy careers and stuff, and so I'm kind of like freer than they are right now. But whenever we get together, it's always great, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting together quite a bit this year. We've got, you know, tours coming up, and lots of gigs and lots more things to record.
I feel like Voom's music is always kind of there's a sense of youthful defiance in the music and in the songs.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up out of BFM,
yeah.
You know, in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and that's what it was all about back then. It wasn't, we're never doing it for a career or any other reason. It was just like to find something where you could create a world inside your head that wasn't sitting in an office or being sensible or
yep.
being normal or whatever. And you know, I've got two kids now who are 20.
Caught the bug.
Yeah, and they're doing it properly, like a proper career and stuff like
yes.
that, you know. And good on them. It's amazing. I mean, I never even conceived of doing that. But you have to make sure when you do it as properly as a career and stuff that you're still just serving your imagination and whatever shit you want to do to make yourself sane.
Yes.
You know.
Now the album is your forthcoming album. Something Good Is Happening is being released on Flying Nun. Is there any particular significance of this label's legacy and how are they supporting this release?
Flying Nun, oh yeah. Well, they're awesome. I mean, they've been around forever, and we've been around forever, so we're a match.
Yes,
you know,
that simple. Yeah.
And they're not too commercial, and they're not too heavy, and they're fun to be around, and
yeah,
you know, we know most of the people in the other bands on the label and stuff, and it's a nice sort of like family kind
yeah.
of vibe.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, we should probably play the brand new song which is out today.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
called Trouble.
Yeah.
Give us some background on this track.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if we're being ourselves on this or whether we're just imitating ourselves, you know, because we're actually from that era. But we're definitely trying to sort of like mine this new trending kind of like 90s, 2000s rock thing that's going on, you know, like Oasis, Green Day, Powderfinger, Taylor Swift, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of that. And the song is, I mean, it sounds like a boy girl scenario. Well, you can figure it out from the lyrics and stuff. But we were just kind of like being a bit rock for a
yes.
laugh, you know. And after we've sort of like blown up on BFM, we're hoping that it'll just morph across into all the rock stations, and
yes.
we'll just take off there, you know.
You heard it first, Larry. Everyone, just remember that, okay? All right, hey, this is Voom's Trouble off your forthcoming album. Trouble out today, album out May 16th via Flying Nun Records. And so BFM listeners out there, just keep an eye out on record stores and also some shows popping up, correct?
Yes, a tour in May.
Tour in May.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Buzz from Voom, thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny.
For making it into BFM this morning.
Hello, everyone out there in BFM land.
I'll see you at
we
the dairy.
We love you at Voom.
I'll see you at the dairy in Avondale.
Yeah, righto, mate.
I just died. You look me in the eye. Now the butterflies starting up inside. 95.